20 minutes now before 10 o'clock. I feel like in 2018, we have learned a lot more about Facebook and how they operate as a business. And it's not all necessarily good. The New York Times is now reporting that Facebook offered more of our data to companies than it had admitted previously. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Companies like Netflix, like Spotify, like Microsoft and its search engine Bing, there was a cooperative agreement that gave Facebook wider coverage across these various platforms and devices, and it gave those other companies access to, unfortunately, Paul, perhaps the private information of some Facebook users and their friends, their Facebook friends. It's unclear exactly how far this net spread and how much damage could have been done, but the New York Times says that this has been going on since around 2010.
It's, I guess, the prying into our friends' information that bothers a lot of us, because I don't really care too much as long as it's not costing me any money or, you know, resulting in any kind of fraud or anything like that, what Facebook does with my identity, but I don't want them poking around with my friends either.
Well, yes, and again, there are companies that you probably or may not deal with at all. Spotify, for example, some of the data may have been transferred to Huawei, which is the Chinese firm, which has come under close scrutiny from the U.S. government for potential problems there, security risks. And so, yeah, there are wide-ranging potential problems, not just with Facebook, not just with Microsoft, but potentially with companies all around the world.
Some of this we opt into when we agreed to become a Facebook user 10 years ago. We said, okay, you can have access to at least some of this information, right?
Yes, and you therefore agree to Facebook's privacy policies. Even if you don't read all that that gibberish there, you click the X that says, I agree to all of this, and then you are a member or a user of Facebook. But the privacy policies of these other companies might not be the same as Facebook's, Microsoft's, Huawei's. Who knows exactly what their privacy policies are and what could happen to your private information or the private information of your Facebook friends after that. So, that's a major question. Yep, people seem to have trust in Facebook that their privacy policies are intact. But what about all these other companies, 150 of them altogether?
Facebook executives have been called to Capitol Hill on more than one occasion in this past year. Are they likely to come back again to face more scrutiny?
I suspect that's the case. If all of this is proven up, then there is that potential. There could be further hearings into Facebook security and other platforms, other social media outlets. They could be looking at scrutiny as well.
What kind of recourse do we have when it comes to this? I mean, other than just deleting our Facebook account,
that seems to be it. You know, what's the alternative? I guess not to use a social media platform at all, or to be much more careful about which ones you do use and how your information is being handled. There's not a lot you can do other than simply opt out of the whole thing.
Yeah, are government regulations for social media like Facebook and Twitter imminent, do you think? Do you think that the government is going to crack down in some way and regulate these folks?
Well, yeah, there are some regulations that they do have to abide by. They have to be careful with your private information, and this may kind of walk that thin line between legal and privacy protection and letting go of some information that could be misused down the road. Even if it isn't misused, the potential is still out there.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Jim, we appreciate the insight. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.